Storm clouds gather overhead, moving quickly over a darkening sky. Beneath it, there's two types of people existing and moving throughout their lives. Some like sheep, gathering and moving as directed. Others moving unexpectedly, wildly, with such ferocity and force, striking fear throughout all they encounter, like a bolt of lightning shocking them, which accompanies this building storm, sending shocks throughout our lives, set around a soundtrack filled with sounds of automatic gunfire and loud bangs, paranoia and anxiety, as percussion grenades are practiced for when needed to control unruly protests or acts of violence that will not be tolerated and condoned. I've seen the anger, the hatred, the violence, which only begets more violence. Two sides constantly at war with each other, like two great prize fighters, or the contrast between good and evil. These two teams will forever be on opposite sides. Us, the visitors, and CSC, the home team, who does not play fair. They do not adhere to nor follow many of their own guidelines, rules and policies, nor procedures. The field's boundaries and goalposts are forever being moved out of reach, it seems. We are told to follow, listen, be responsible, accountable, honest, and walk a straight line. We are told to walk the path of others who have successfully navigated the reintegration process before us. Well, I am sorry, but the story doesn't always end with sunshine and rainbows. Though I know my story will, I just know it. Though we experience glimpses from our past, and whether they're filled with positive or negative memories or experiences, they also represent the opposition between two different opponents. I've talked about two sides, two faces, the ability to navigate a maximum security institution I learned instantly in Millhaven for close to 6 years in the same cell for five of those, back against the wall, standing beside and with others because you had to. Though at times it was against what I was raised to behave like or believe in, a direct opposite of how I treated others growing up, what I stood for, but at times exactly what I stood for. I stood against bullies. CSC has operated like a bully, at times not adhering to policies, rules, and guidelines, which then it uses to discipline us when they need us or deny us, cascading to a lower security. Healthcare is still difficult to access, though extremely overwhelmed. Mental health has six people that share offices for 500 inmates. What about fair wages and treatment? Fair treatment. It is a gray area when we need it always, it seems. I am an advocate, a voice, someone who chooses to fast. Though I am aware and cognizant, the prisoner's justice day began not with a hunger strike, but with nonviolent protests. It was not till the second death of an inmate at the direct negligence and ignorance of CSC, not following their framework and their own protocols that they set in place. I want to find solutions, express respect for those who passed on with action, gratitude to all of you, whether you take part in Prisoner's Justice Day or are simply just advocates. And to those who seek and find justification and reasons to not ask, I ask you this. Without the basic access and fundamental demands which were fought for and people died for, which many have yet to be realistically and adequately resolved, how can we have the ability to voice our concerns, articulate and compile a proposal or grievance on the issues without the unity and solidarity of those before us? I want to see those around us become the best versions of themselves. Change is possible. Administrative staff nationally simply end up benefiting and enjoying a day off each and every year. We sit here complicit, bickering amongst each other. Let's find solutions. Such difficulties as racial stigma, stereotypes, constant change of people and places or jobs who are here one day and then removed, triggering grief and loss issues, negative self-talk. Like, there's no point. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve happiness. Well, I say I do. I believe because of people like Susan Haynes and LLG volunteers, Danielle, people like Rick Sove, Seven Step Society of Canada, ex-volunteers like Claire Delisle, volunteers who engage with action, excitement, respect, solidarity, I say thank you. Let's recognize the positive things we're engaged in. Actively pursuing lawsuits, judicial reviews, challenges like the habeas corpus Frank Dorsey has, challenging it. Our ability to appeal the security classification process from medium to minimum. How about fast and feast? Let's say on August 11th, we feast, celebrate the lives and our willingness to be part of the solution through action and discussions with people who don't treat us like we're less than. Volunteers who are committed and experience systemic issues and understand that we are being affected and not treated fairly. Systemic issues like the global practice, which has conditioned inmates and staff into workaround routines, navigating CDs as they see fit, which is not at all supported by CSC policies like CD710, CX2 reviews, casework records, which without commitment to and complete understanding or adhering to it, will only be reflected positively for those who submit requests for a meeting, or the appreciated, dedicated CXs who meet regularly, thoroughly, and add the positive casework records as well. What about inmate pay reviews going undone? I began my federal incarceration almost 10 years ago. I've cascaded down to BAP, spending time in three different institutions. The issues are everywhere. The reality is many individuals, many lifers, might either begin their bits warehousing themselves or told they must wait as the goalposts are moved and then they can apply to go to minimum security. They're being told things and set the standards for which they're constantly and is constantly violating procedural fairness by not complying with its own policies and mandates. It's not fair. We need solutions, programs such as intake primers for all entering the system, program access to them before their dates arrive, post-secondary education opportunities made more accessible, training for real-world job applications, certificates, tickets for welding, trades, construction. We need tablets. They could secure and monitor us on an individual's usage and control it within a secure network, accessible to and approved professional and personal supports. We could use it for video visits, maintaining contact, building relationships. They could monitor and use it like the inmate phone system, tablets which would keep electronic records, not paper copies, then destroyed and shredded at the cost of endless trees, only adding to the negative impacts which affect us globally. I suggest public support, a national petition signed by ourselves, our loved ones, and those who desire and see the need for change. Bringing education and knowledge to use computers, which dominate the real world. Computers are everywhere. Communication between our case management team would be extremely effective. Discussions between POs, CXs, healthcare, mental health, program facilitators, reports, scheduling appointments, notifications. Tablets could be used for interpreters, those who suffer from dyslexia and cannot read or write. It could teach them how to read and write. The ability to overcome many obstacles. The Supreme Court of Canada is overhauling the grievance process. Obstacles like computer access, responding to grievances in a timely manner are an overwhelming obstacle that are just too much for many people. We need to be the main part of our correctional plan. We are the focal point of our case management team. We could access ATIMP information. This access would systematically increase an individual's overall accountability, improving dramatically effective communication and creating discussions with detailed logs, tracking, leaving a minimal gray area, such as I didn't get your request, or I wasn't on the movement sheet. Basic skills that can translate into navigating CSC's real world, as well as basic communication between all parties. Effective, efficient, and productive member of our community could easily be translated into the real world, as we would be engaging in those exact same activities here. With the right motivation, engagement, determination, desire, and a willingness to adapt to the times, anything can happen. Change is inevitable. Growth comes from pain and action. Acceptance, the courage to do what it takes to accomplish your goals. Understanding your worth. This comes from many different facets, like mental health supports. How is it that at Bath we only have 6 workers for 500 guys, and they share offices? We need education for staff, administration, alike surrounding education on cultural awareness, acceptance, understanding, and willingness to open your mind and see others for the positive work that they are doing. Changes. Stop simply just using a justification. Seek knowledge. Learn policy. Engage in being committed to your goals, beliefs. Be open. Learn. Build supports and advocate for yourself. Stop looking for excuses or entertainment in others' missteps, faults, and failures. In closing, I am a different person than when I entered. I am a father, a family man, a man who struggles. A brilliant woman once said, who I love and cherish deeply, you walk towards your pain to guide others from theirs. This Prisoner's Justice Day, I'm not judging others. I'm expressing my appreciation and honoring Prisoner's Justice Day the way that I know how, while staying true to myself and my goals. Thank you for everyone who supports and helps keep me on track. The saying, cons help cons, still exists. So solidarity, unity, and action still exists and is present within. That's it.